Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that just joined a CrossFit gym and won't stop telling you about it. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Elk Grove, California. A guy named Derek DeAnda was in his car last month when he saw a van swerve off the road and roll over.
Oh, no! It'd be so scary.
He immediately stopped to help, and it's a good thing he did because a guy and three of his kids were trapped inside.
He's a hero. That's amazing.
Derek broke a window and helped pull them out to safety before the paramedics showed up.
Good. That's awesome.
And now, a few weeks later, Derek got his reward. A $143 bill from the city.
What?
A bill?
Yep.
For what? For helping?
It turns out that when Derek broke the window on the van, he got a small cut on his hand. One of the paramedics had to take a quick look at it. So, boom, $143.
Shut up.
Derek says that he's shocked that they charged him for helping save the family and says, quote, I mean, why would I want to stop and help somebody if I'm just going to get a bill for it?
Yeah, a good Samaritan tax. Awesome.
In the end, the city and the family thanked Derek for his bravery, but at no time did either party offer to pay the bill for him.
Oh, my God, I would totally do it.
So right now,
pay his bill.
Derek still owes $143.
Dude, get a GoFundMe, man. This guy, that's terrible.
This next laser story is out of Manchester, England. A 25-year-old woman named Jessica O'Brien was uploading some pictures of her couch via Facebook yesterday to see if anybody wanted to buy it. And somehow, she accidentally uploaded another photo from her phone, one that showed her bare breasts.
Don't!
Someone's really trying to make that sale.
Mm-hmm. The picture got deleted after somebody emailed her about it.
Yeah.
But really, nothing is ever actually deleted from the internet.
Duh.
So it went viral. Jessica says, quote, that she's really embarrassed about it. But then again, it's making her couch go viral, so it's not all bad.
Yeah, and she's suddenly getting triple what she asked for the couch.
And, you know, people were loving it. It's like, yeah. It looks like those nice cushions.
It does look comfy.
Yeah.
I could take a nap on that.
She
was asking for $590 for the couch, but so far she's received offers of up to $1,000.
Yeah.
No word on if it's sold yet.
Dude, there's so many pervs. She's not going to let you motorboat them, guys.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Leeds, England. 35-year-old Morgan Pinchley was about to head to work last week when he was suspicious because he saw a device strapped to the bottom of his car. So he called the cops because he thought it might be a bomb.
Yeah.
You walk outside and suddenly there's a device strapped to the bottom of your car. All of a sudden, all your paranoia for years comes to real life.
He's a military veteran. So he and the cops both agreed it was possible that terrorists might target him.
Whoa.
The bomb squad rushed to his house and started making plans to evacuate all the schools and houses nearby.
Okay. Oh,
but right before they could start getting people out, they figured out what was really going on. Hmm. It turns out Morgan had a GPS tracker attached to his car that his wife had secretly put on his car to monitor him.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a relationship discussion later.
The cops didn't say why she wanted to track him. And as far as we know, no charges have been filed. But what an awesome way to know that your wife doesn't trust you and is trying to figure out where you're going. The whole city's about to be shut down for a bomb scare because of it. This next laser story is out of Russia. Security cameras at a Russian prison recorded a rather odd occurrence the other day. A suspect nicknamed Snake Man was seen escaping a jail cell by squeezing his body through a tiny food delivery window.
What?
You know those tiny little food delivery windows?
Yeah.
Authorities say the shirtless Snake Man actually loses his underwear in the video while squeezing through the extremely small space.
Oh my God.
And then once he went through, Snake Man got up and dressed himself in the hallway before fleeing.
He missed his calling. He could have been like a YouTube star or something.
A contortionist.
Yeah.
When video of the recent event was posted by a local website, social media over in Russia went crazy. There are many websites and even online t-shirt stores dedicated to Snake Man and his newfound freedom.
Hey.
Their hashtag is, where is Snake Man?
Oh, he's still on the loose. He's still on the lam, huh?
Yep. As of this time, Snake Man has not been recaptured by police.
What?
But there are many government agencies that are out looking for him.
Yeah, he's crawling in and out of cat doors all over the city.
This next legend story is out of Clearwater, Florida. The cops were chasing a 35-year-old guy named Stephen Lewis the other day, and he was doing some crazy driving to try to avoid them.
Mm.
Eventually, he hit a concrete guardrail and had to bail out of his car.
Yeah, oh, saw that one coming.
Then he took off running, and that's when he got into a major crash because he ran straight into a tree and knocked himself out.
Oh. Kapoya! Kapoya!
Sounds like a cartoon.
You survive crashing your car into a cement barrier, but you can't avoid the tree on foot?
The cops found him lying there at the bottom of the tree and took him to the hospital.
Were there stars dancing over his head?
Authorities say it took them a second to figure out what happened, but once they did, it was one of the easier arrests they've ever made. Now Steven is facing several charges, and I'm assuming hates trees.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Pour Me Another headquarters. You guys know where that is.
Yeah.
According to researchers, most men share a terrible secret. They love Mai Tais.
What about Cosmos?
Just
are they into those too?
Love them. They love Mai Tais, Appletinis, mudslides, strawberry margaritas, piña coladas, really anything colorful with an umbrella.
And I had so many guys be like, dude, will you just put it on the rocks for me?
Oh,
put
yeah.
it on the rocks. Don't put the umbrella in it, please.
Yeah, just don't put it in the glass. Just give me the lemon drop.
I don't know how many times I've been out to dinner with my girlfriend, and she'll order like a Jack and Coke. And I'll order like a Manhattan or something like that. And then they always bring it out and put my drink in front of hers. And I'm like you slide that one over here.
That's for me.
Yeah, that's for me. Okay. With the umbrella and the curly straw. I'll take that. The interesting thing, though, is will those guys order those drinks that they love?
Uh-huh.
A new survey found 74% of guys say they secretly love fruity and flavored alcoholic drinks.
Why do they have to secretly love it? I don't know why fruit suddenly became a woman's
no,
thing.
No, manly, bro.
They say,
but like, yeah, but you eat bananas. Like, what's the difference?
They say 2/3 of them won't order them in public because they're afraid people will make fun of them for ordering their girly drink. The survey also found 41% think the drinks they order are a sign of their masculinity.
So when they order whiskey on the rocks, you guys really just want to plug your nose and drink it as fast as you can because it tastes icky.
Ew. Yeah, but you look like a man. On the bright side, they say that insecurity almost completely vanishes once you get older.
Okay. And once you get drunker and give up.
Only 7% of men in their 50s or 60s say they care what people think about what they drink as they get older.
Yeah.
They're like, screw it. I've been around for 60 years. I'm going to drink a mangotini and I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you stupid kids aren't going to make fun of me for it.
I want extra fruit on the
glass. I'm going to sit here all day long and get girl drink drunk. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah.
Now, give me a white wine to follow that up.
Put some spritzer in this, please. I know what this guy likes. He just likes his shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.